It is now my privilege to introduce Terry Siemens, president of the Brigham Young University Alumni Association. Brother Siemens will welcome these graduates into membership in the BYU Alumni Association.
What an awesome sight. As I look over this blue sea of BYU graduates, you know, you've just graduated from one of the world's greatest universities. My name is Terry Siemens, and I'm the president of the BYU Alumni Association. And one privilege I have is to officially welcome you into the BYU Alumni Association. So, I hereby confer upon each of you a lifetime membership in the Brigham Young University Alumni Association. We offer our congratulations and welcome you into this great association of more than 410,000 living alumni. You will have many opportunities to join your fellow alumni over the years in meaningful activities that are associated with the university. You well know that the mission of BYU is to assist individuals in their quest for perfection and eternal life. This mission does not end today at graduation. Your learning doesn't end. Your quest doesn't end. And our relationship doesn't end. Our mission as alumni is to extend this marvelous BYU experience beyond graduation and build lifelong relationships with our alumni and friends. Consider those spiritual and temporal lessons that you learned here. We hope that you will treasure these great lessons and stay connected for good throughout the rest of your lives. Check in with us from time to time and let us know what you're doing and how you're doing. Through our alumni campaign, we call it RISE, we have begun collecting stories of what it now amounts to about 6,700 of our former students. Here is just one of them. Arizona graduate Dwayne Oakes initially struggled to find his place at BYU. With few friends and no family nearby, he was contemplating returning home when he met a student government advisor who told him he wasn't going anywhere because she was going to mentor him. As he was helped, he discovered that he had a passion for helping other students and became so involved. Through an educational career, he has devoted himself to keeping the legacy going of the things he learned at BYU. He stayed involved, and now Dwayne serves on the faculty of Mesa Community College and directs the Center for Community and Civic Engagement. He and his wife now lead the Arizona BYU Alumni Chapter in Phoenix. We love this story, and we'd love to hear your stories. We invite you to share them at rise.byu.edu. As President Worthen mentioned, you're now entering another phase of your eternal progression. We hope that your experiences at the Y have opened your eyes to future possibilities. Understand that none of us has arrived. We are all in a process of becoming. As you know, that process is fraught with trials and tests. But fundamental to this process is our belief in the fact that we can become what our Heavenly Father wants us to be. Let me share with you just a bit of a favorite story of mine, Hope for the Flowers, written by Trina Paulus. This is a story of how two caterpillars traversed the trials and risks in their lives to become beautiful butterflies. It started with discovering what a butterfly was and finding that they were meant to become butterflies. But each had to come to grips with the question, how can I believe there's a butterfly inside of me when all I see is a fuzzy worm? How does one become a butterfly? One caterpillar asked the other. The reply was classic. You must want to fly so much that you're willing to give up being a caterpillar. Does that concept sound familiar? They began making a cocoon, but realized how big a step it is, since they couldn't ever return to caterpillar life. The insight of the author is then found in the following statement. During the change, it will seem to them, or to anyone who might be looking at that process, that nothing is happening. But the butterfly is already becoming. It's just taking time. As the first caterpillar emerged from his cocoon, he said to the other, "You'll be a beautiful butterfly. We are all waiting for you." For courage, the second caterpillar hung herself right next to the cocoon of the first and began to spin her own. The author's final message is found in this inspirational statement. Imagine, I didn't even know that I could do this. That's some encouragement that I'm on the right track. If I have inside me the stuff to make cocoons, maybe the stuff of butterflies is in there too. You have the stuff, my brothers and sisters, to become all that Heavenly Father wants, to be like Him, to dwell with Him eternally. It is my prayer that each of you will realize this God-given promise and continue your quest to become that beautiful butterfly. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.